This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And Muhammad al-Fatih rahimahullah now enters the city. And Muhammad al-Fatih enters the city later on in the day. The narration mentioned that he was in total and utter humility. He was doing istighfar. He was asking for Jannah for those who had been martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In front of him was his teacher, Aq Shamsuddin. Muhammad Fatih behind his teacher, Aq Shamsuddin. And then he reaches the center of the city. And Muhammad al-Fatih, he gathers his companions. 150,000 strong army this was. He's 23 years old at the time. And he gives the talk. Imagine this, La ilaha illallah. You're giving a talk. You're the Fatih. And you're saying, the message of Allah said, and he's not giving it in Birmingham, he's giving it on Constantinople, the day the city fell. And he says, remember the words of the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will surely conquer Constantinople. And you, the army, will be the most wonderful of armies. La ilaha illallah. And then he walks towards the Sophia Hagia. And when he walks towards the Sophia Hagia, some of the Christians, they come out, some of the Christian leadership, and they go on one knee, then they sit in front of him one knee. And Muhammad al-Fatih said, "Qumu istaqimu." He says, "Stand up. I am nothing besides Sultan Muhammad al-Fatih. Don't lower yourself for me." And then Muhammad al-Fatih, they go to the Hagia Sophia. And this was unparalleled. This never happens before. When you take a place, you massacre the people in it. He waited for them to finish their prayers. And then when the patriarch came, he gave them all aman. He gave them all aman. He said, go to your homes. You are all secure. And then that day, the Dhuhr Salah was in Sophia the Hagia. Now some say, oh, but why did Muhammad al-Fatih convert the church into a masjid? Muhammad al-Fatih is on record as saying that I prefer that next to every church there be, next to every masjid there's a church. So for the Christians they go to the church, and for the Muslims they go to the masjids. But if you compare this what happened on the other side of the Mediterranean, which was Spain, every single masjid was turned into a church. Not one masjid was left. Not one. You know the Qurtuba Masjid? The Qurtuba Masjid, according to many historians, was the largest masjid in the world once upon a time. It was larger than the Haramain. Muhammad al-Fatih converted some churches, but the vast majority he left them to be.